With lecture number 12, we are now going to begin part 2 of the Jewish Dietary Laws, which deals with practical details and the observance of kosher. And chapter 5 is entitled General Rules Concerning the Consumption of Meat. The first prohibition under discussion is Eiver min ha-chai, eating part of a live animal, and we've already mentioned this in the past. This law applies to Jews and non-Jews alike, although in slightly different ways. Even though the Torah makes mention of blood in the verse discussing Eiver min ha-chai, nevertheless, non-Jews are not prohibited from consuming blood. Now, the reason for this mitzvah, we could posit that it's cruel, although, to me, that doesn't quite fit in 100%, because the cruel act is not part of the command, but rather a different command called Tzar Bar Lechaim, causing needless pain to animals. But more compelling, perhaps, to this mitzvah itself of Eiver min ha-chai is that we look at this meat as still being influenced by the life force of the animal. Therefore, should one consume this meat, the animal nature would influence his human personality in a negative manner. There are some practical halachos involved with this mitzvah, which we're going to skip, with one exception, since I find it fascinating, that if one were to hit a chicken or some egg-laying animal and cause an egg to unnaturally fall out, such an egg is considered Eiver min ha-chai and not allowed to eat it. So let's move on. Many of the dietary laws are not in the written Torah, but rather are found in the oral law. And Diane Grunfeld divides the laws pertaining to meat into 8 categories. So the first category, which animals are permitted and which are not. Number 2, methods of slaughtering. Number 3, examining slaughtered animals. Number 4, which parts of a permitted animal are permissible to eat. Number 5, when permitted animals are forbidden to be eaten. Number 6, how to prepare meat to be eaten. Number 7, the laws of meat and milk. And finally, number 8, mixtures and vessels with forbidden foods that are absorbed into them. So let's begin with the first of these. Which animals are permitted and which are not? The Torah divides animals into 5 categories. There's behema, which are domesticated animals, chaya, wild animals, oph or ophos in plural, there are birds, dag, fish, and shrotzim, creeping animals. Now, behemos and chayos have various halachic distinctions between them. So for example, a behema, there's a type of fat called chelev, which is usher to eat. From a chaya, it's mutter. And from a chaya, we must do kisui hadam. We have to cover over the blood after the animal is slaughtered. But for a behema, its requirements are not the same. Now, how do we know when they are kosher? So the Torah states in Vayikra that there are signs, and these include split hooves and an animal that chews its cud. There are other simanim, there are other signs that the Gemara discusses, and we also require that there is an oral tradition as well as these signs of chewing its cud and having split hooves. In terms of birds, the Torah tells us that there are 24 birds that are forbidden, and all the rest are permitted. However, we cannot identify these 24. And again, we only eat birds that have a tradition that they are permitted. Even though the Gemara mentions certain simanim, we still stick to our Mesorah of what is permissible and what is not. As far as fish, the Torah states that they have to have fins and scales. And Diane Grunfeld states that there is something to Mesorah regarding fish as well. And I was unaware of this. And in his own words, he says that if one moves into a new country, it is always advisable to inquire of local customs, also with regard to the consumption of fish. Moving on, shkatzim, ramasim, shratzim, tolayim, so we could translate as insects, worms, and basically other creeping animals. They're all basically usher. In terms of locusts, there are those that the Torah says are kosher, yet we do not eat them because we have no tradition regarding any of these. And as an aside, it's interesting that the Or HaChaim discusses that one should not partake of these creatures at all, even if you do have a tradition on it. Now, I'm just going to quote the remainder from the author here. The Torah divides the forbidden swarming things into three categories: Sheretz Hamayim, swarming animals in the water; Sheretz Haaretz, swarming animals on the ground; and Sheretz Sa'of, flying swarming animals. Forbidden swarming things are described by the Torah as especially detestable and as having a particularly damaging influence on the character of the Jew who consumes them. This ends lecture number 12, and next time we will begin chapter 6, which involves a discussion of Shechita.